I have always thought of myself as a stones and bones man, because that's what a lot of archaeology is about. It was a subject that always interested me, and especially as a way to learn more about some of Canada's First Nations. I spent a lot of time studying the history of the Huron Nation in Ontario, and had many visits up to the Arctic. As my career developed, I began to believe that there was more to the study of archaeology than just stones and bones. A lot can be discovered by what I call intuitive archaeology. In 1974, I was invited to a conference in Mexico City, where the famous Dr. Margaret Mead had persuaded the American Anthropological Society to hold a symposium on the use of parapsychology in my field. It was quite a controversial topic, and I gave my report on studies which included the psychic location of a palisade around an Indian site that could not be located by traditional methods. You can bet there were some skeptics. I always enjoyed teaching, and like to say that I produced the thinking student. And in my 32 years at the University of Toronto, I believe I produced quite a few.